Chapter 1. A dazzling night filled with gigantic floats, silver beads, dizzying lights, fire-twirling flambeaus, and a crowd that was fueled by too much Dixie beer and Southern comfort. This Wednesday evening, the Loomis Cruise Parade rolled through New Orleans' historic French Quarter, pumping out all the brazenness and utter abandon they could muster. And the city of New Orleans fairly sizzled, caught in the throes of another fantastical Mardi Gras celebration, beginning with the Epiphany and ending with that crazy costumed, over-the-top super finale known as Fat Tuesday. Smack dab in the middle of it all, Kimber Breeze, the perky, Botoxed blonde reporter from KBEZ-TV, stood on a delicate wrought-iron balcony outside the Hotel Tremaine. 4 floors above Royal Street, she chirped happily into her microphone and smiled broadly at the cameras as she interviewed various French Quarter denizens and broadcast parts of the parade spectacle live. Inside, in the elegant but slightly frayed Bonaparte suite, 50 costumed revelers sang and danced and whooped it up. Most were there for the free booze. Only a few had been invited for actual interviews. Carmela Bertrand, owner of the Memory Mind scrapbooking shop, was one of those waiting her turn on the balcony. Carmela wasn't a big fan of Kimber Breeze, but she knew a photo op when she saw one. And her business, still not fully recovered from that enormous hiccup known as Hurricane Katrina, could always use a punch of publicity. "This is taking forever," Carmela drawled to her best friend Ava, who had come along to keep her company. Having taught a morning class on stencils, then spent the afternoon unpacking boxes filled with new mulberry and banana leaf papers, Carmela wasn't in the mood for the Zydeco music and the fever pitch energy that pulsed through the room. Carmela would have preferred to be tucked snugly into her little French Quarter apartment, watching Wheel of Fortune and enjoying a calm, relaxing evening with her 2 dogs, Boo and Poobah. "Come on, Cher, enjoy the party," urged Ava. Ava was a party girl and former Southern beauty queen, while Carmela was clearly the laid-back cocooner. "Loosen up and live a little." Carmela smiled tolerantly and smoothed back a strand of honeyed blonde hair from her short, choppy bob. Not quite 30, Carmela was lithe and youthful-looking, with eyes the same flat blue-gray as the Gulf of Mexico, and lush lashes that tipped up slightly at the ends. Though her peaches-and-cream complexion rarely saw the need for makeup, she did enjoy the natural hydration properties of Louisiana's industrial-strength humidity. Carmela was also the one who favored more classic, okay, conservative, clothing in colors of navy, cream, and camel, while Ava, always willing to push the envelope as far as humanly possible, loved to dress in black leather pants and tight, low-cut tops. "Tonight's a school night," Carmela joked. She knew that tomorrow morning, come 9 o'clock, she had to be primed and ready for the onslaught of customers that would pour into her shop. Most would be frantic to grab reams of paper, rubber stamps, and rolls of purple and green ribbon. All the better to create Mardi Gras menus, party place settings, and scrapbook pages. "Oh my gosh," Ava suddenly screeched. "I don't believe it. There's Sugar Joe." Carmela stood on tippy-toe and tried to peer over the heads of the costumed crazies. "Where?" Sugar Joe Pinola was the best friend of her ex-husband, Seamus Meacham. But while Seamus was a rat-fink of the first magnitude, Sugar Joe was actually a pretty decent guy. On the monitor, cried Ava, pointing. Carmela swiveled her head to where Raleigh, one of KBEZ-TV's camera guys, sat at a portable console. "Let's watch," she said. "See how it goes for him. Maybe see what's in store for me." Over the years, Carmela hadn't enjoyed a particularly warm relationship with Kimber Breeze. Truth be told, whenever they'd had dealings with each other, Kimber had pretty much tried to sandbag her. But Carmela didn't hold with harboring old hurts and grudges. After all, what good did it do to hang on to them?